take some cornmeal and you boil it up and you get what? You ever
cornmeal mush?
Do you ever have hominy?
Yes, I like hominy.
Well, what on earth is that in relation to? You got cornmeal and then you got boiled cornmeal as mush.
Cornmeal is ground up, and the hominy is.
It's a fully developed corn with a husk off. Do they talk about hominy grits?
Not here. We don't.
How about big hominy? That mean anything to you, big hominy?
Okay.
Now, another name for things like peas and carrots and peas and carrots, onions, these are all not fruit, they're
vegetables.
And you grow vegetables in your little behind the house, you grow them
in a garden.
And if you had a piece of toast, you might spread some
butter,
and then you might also put some grape.
Grape jelly, or
didn't I tell you she's used jelly? We were talking about words, and I said I'll have some grape gel. I always say gel, see, grape gel.
Gel.
And he says, don't you ever use jelly? And I said, I don't use jelly, but I said Miss Leon says jelly. A lot of people do.
Jelly?
I don't say jelly. I say grape gel. You know, I say just gel.
I say jelly.
But I say jelly.
And
Dad says jelly.
Gel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I say that too?
Uh-huh.
But I know jelly. You do often. Well,
jelly is jelly. That's
mm-hmm.
what it says.
Well, if I had one apple and you wanted it, you'd say, you'd ask me, please.
Could I have it?
Or please give me, use the word apple in the sentence. Please give me.
The apple that you have.
Huh. Or please give me, you'd say, an apple. Please give me.
Please give me the apple.
But not using the, but using either a or a or an. Please give me.
An apple.
An apple. Okay. I'm sure that's what you'd say, but I want to make sure. If I had an orange, you wanted it. Please give me.
Give me an orange.
Now, if we wanted to distinguish between two groups of boys, it'd say it's not these boys. It's not these boys, it's...
Those boys.
And you say something's not very close, it's way over...
Yeah. Yonder.
Did you say yonder?
Don't you say over there? You always say yonder?
Well...
Oh, I don't remember...
Just a little piece,
there?
Just over yonder.
Both, I...
Over there.
Well, it's over there then.
You'd use them both, probably.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that's possible.
Go over yonder, I'll say what's that.
Somebody will tell you, don't do it that way, do it...
Do it this way.
I never use yonder. I know people do.
If we wanted to distinguish between two men, and we didn't know anything about this man, but this man we know, this man owns an orchard, and we say, he's the man...
That I know, or
something. Well, put orchard in it. See, we don't know anything about this man owns an orchard. We say, he's not that man, but he's the man...
That owns the orchard.
It's the combinations of vowels and consonants.
Yeah.
That's
how
working
they
on
pronounce
it.
Them.
Mm-hmm. And we don't know anything about this boy, but we know that this boy has a very rich father. We say, he's the boy.
He's the boy that has a rich father.
Or he's the boy who's
father is rich?